Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
On Friday, it was universal with our listeners at least calling in saying, Pete Rose coming here, Philly's doing the right thing. I still stand by that. I wouldn't put him on the TV show. I would not. You know what you're going to get. The stuff he was saying there, my God. Was tough to imagine. He is a dinosaur. He's a bad guy in a lot of number of respects. Here's what the beef is. I'm looking at David Murphy writing, Dan. And over the years, I think his stuff has been usually fine. He's not like a couple of the sports writers here. The day Pete Rose proved he doesn't belong in baseball or anywhere in public. What? Now, just think of how many athletes the media seems to overlook. Pete Rose this weekend. Now, putting him on TV, you got to know the stuff he's going to say. He's unfiltered, beyond belief. Not good. That wasn't good. And he did call this female sports writer. Here's how I would say it. If it weren't in the context of them asking about this affair with somebody who might have been underage when he was married and about 29 or so, right? Ending the sentence with saying, come on, babe, that's ancient history. Saying the babe part. That's what a guy, that's. Do you think these athletes in the NBA, when they have female sports writers or others there, are they the oracles of dignity and being, you know, she's a professional, don't say babe. Come on. All right, Dan, I'm
annoyed with it.
The babe part?
Yeah.
Because of the context
no,
of the
Pete
underage
Rose saying that. I could care less if someone calls somebody babe. But when you're a guy like Pete Rose... Like, when he calls a reporter babe, it's like he just hasn't strived at all to improve his being.
Well,
like,
yeah,
I think
he's
just
a
dinosaur. Like, it's like flying a flag in the face of that I refuse to change.
Right.
And I just, like, I if you're Pete Rose and you know you have a spotlight on you because of what's been alleged against you, you got to be smarter. I feel like it's a spitting in the face. To a degree.
I just think it's the normal lack of a filter and that a lot of these pro athletes would say the same thing. I've interviewed him twice. It's a heck of an interview. My both hands were on the dump button. At WWDB, the dump button was about 8 to 10 inches. It might have been a foot long. And it was in giant glowing red. And it was right there. It's not like this little tiny thing we
now
have.
You see it, though. You have it? Just want to do a check real quick.
Yes, I do.
Button?
Yeah, I do all have right, the dump gotcha. Button. Yes. But it didn't say dump. It just said.
A big know? Red button.
And you can't say that. And a guy would come on and scream at you with it. So it rose. What are you going to do on TV? Just cut him off and you know come back when he says something else.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.